Today is a day when Americans express their appreciation for the men and women lost in this country's wars, an appreciation that has grown steadily since September 11, 2001. James Horton is the director of the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific, and when we talked the other day, he compared today's climate to that of the Vietnam War years.
I mean, when these guys came home, literally back in the day in the late 60s and early 70s, they were... A lot of them are physically told you should change out of your uniform before you even arrive because of protests and because of negative. You know, they were the soldiers and sailors and Marines and airmen back then were the visible portion of the Vietnam War, you know.
Right.
So even though it was a political conflict, they were the easiest thing to tie negative thoughts about the war to. And
sure.
So by comparison, you know, so for a lot of years, military didn't travel on commercial airlines in uniform, but over the last 10 to 15 years, that's actually been changed almost totally to where, you know, a lot of folks do travel in uniform because there is a positive response and support by the country for the folks in uniform.
I know, I've seen it, and, you know, it's certainly a welcome change in society. Yet at the same time, Jim, you could argue that the wars that they're coming back from aren't, you know, are pretty political
today. But they're not any different, right? Yeah, I understand that, too.
So what is different?
Well, I think you've got a bigger difference of why are we over there, and two, I think there's still enough, I don't want to call it residual, but there's enough people who still understand what happened in 9/11, and so it is still personal, and it is still an effort to make sure that we defend our own nation and our own land, as opposed to Vietnam, which was just a go help another country out for kind of an undefined or very nebulous type of reason.
Yeah. It was of necessity, I mean, because nobody had ever hardly knew where it was when
exactly.
the conflict
yes.
began. It was really kind of an abstraction. You think it was 9/11 that turned the tide, an attack on our own soil, practically unheard of since Pearl Harbor.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, if you look at a lot of the same kind of sentimentism, and patriotism, I guess, for lack of a better word, you kind of re-energize the country and focus the country on the country instead of the country being focused on their own individuals being focused on their own issues or concerns. So there's a lot less selfish behavior out there, I think.
That actually is a pretty healthy shift in society's values, isn't it?
Yeah, much better to be looking outward than inward.
You get to talk to a great many people who come to visit the National Memorial Cemetery, and you know, what kind of things do you see? I mean, you see different generations, obviously, from the different wars that are represented there.
We do, and not only do we get to see the generations from within our country, but what's even more amazing with Punchbowl and, you know, living here, being kind of at the crossroads of the Pacific out here, is the number of international visitors that we get, and especially in a lot of them, you know, higher dignitaries either in the civilian world or in the military, and they're very much attuned to not only the solemnness of the cemetery, but more towards the sacrifice and the countries outside of the United States that we, the country, have directly impacted, Japan and Korea being two of them. You know, those are almost polar opposites, or you would think they would almost be opposites
sure.
in terms of how they react. But both of those countries grew to be very prosperous and very, very strong partners with the U.S. The sentiment from those countries is overwhelmingly very positive and very appreciative of the U.S. And it doesn't matter the generation. It runs through all the generations.
That's really powerful stuff, and it's a reminder, among other things, Jim, that, you know, what a world war was. We haven't experienced a world war in our young lifetimes, relatively young lifetimes, but people who are affected, you can't go to Punchbowl without being reminded of the impact of a war that engulfed the entire world.
Yes, yeah, and there's a very visual aspect to it here at the cemetery, because the cemetery was built specifically right after the end of World War II, mm-hmm. and probably the center two-thirds to almost three-quarters of the cemetery is all KIAs, are all killed in action from World War II.
Right.
And so when you look at the totality of the 100-plus acres and realize that that entire main portion of the cemetery is just World War II killed in action, and it's really only the northern Pacific area, because the most of the service members that were killed in the southern Pacific are interred in the Philippines, in the cemetery there. So, I mean, when you start looking at just the physical aspect and the physical overwhelmingness of how many people died to defend those freedoms, it's pretty impressive.
You know, I think that also gets to something I was just thinking about, Jim, which is why every culture has some form of memorializing those who've gone on, right? That it's a fundamental human need to kind of see, I guess, what you're describing, that manifestation of just how profound a thing that was.
It is, and we, you know, we obviously were very close to it here, working here, and of our 28 employees, 26 of us are veterans. But we try to reach out even to our active duty, current active duty, and make sure that we get them out here and show them and talk to them about the history, because it's kind of like back to our initial discussion on 9/11. The catchphrase of "lest we forget" really plays hard, that as a country, as any nation, if you don't maintain that tribute, that memorialization to the fallen, you tend to forget how you got into that problem and why it cost so many lives to get yourself out of that issue. So it is really a kind of a memory jogger, and it is, at the same time, it's what it should be, which is allowing everybody to pay tribute to the sacrifice of the thousands that have died.
You know, sometimes I think, Jim, that popular culture can trivialize sacrifice and the loss of human life in ways that I wonder sometimes if we aren't becoming a desensitized society.
I think I'd probably agree with you. I mean, it's, you know, the amount of people have their faces down in electronics and not interacting with each other, and the level of everything you see on TV and in the movies from a violent standpoint, I think you're right. Everybody is just, they think that level, that ratcheting up of violence and solving issues, not through debate, not through discussion, but through immediate physical actions, you're right. I mean, it tends to lessen the value of human life very directly.
Maybe Memorial Day is a good day to put that aside.
It really is. And so we are very much, we talked to a lot of folks as we lead up to Veterans Day and to Memorial Day, but it really is a time when you know, nobody cares about your political views, or you shouldn't worry about your political views at this point in time. The reality is you're allowed to speak, think, and otherwise express those views because of the sacrifice of the thousands of sailors, soldiers, airmen, and Marines that have paid that price, that have gone forth and had their whole lives affected in the name of trying to make sure that you and I are allowed to have a discussion like this right now. It'll be not just Hawaii Vietnam veterans. It'll be veterans from all across the U.S. This is the capstone event for the anniversary year for the entire U.S. And so it's significant. It matters to everybody to be able to, again, you know, once and many times over, look the Vietnam veterans in the eye and tell them that their sacrifice didn't go unnoticed, that they were appreciated.
James Horton is a retired U.S. Air Force fighter pilot and director of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific at Honolulu's Punch Bowl.